I am Pastor James A. Hogan, pastor of the New Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church of Augusta, Georgia, where we believe that when praises go up, blessings really do come down, and where we believe that God has not called us to denomination, but God has called us to salvation. Welcome to the New Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church Shower of Blessings broadcast. Now, on this Sunday morning, we are inviting you to stay tuned for just the next 30 minutes or so to listen to an excerpt from a sermon of mine. I believe that if you do it, and you do it in the mighty name of Jesus, you will indeed receive a blessing. But we also ask that you pay special attention to information that will be displayed on your television screen. Information concerning the location to our sanctuary, as well as the telephone number to our prayer hotline. We do have prayer warriors standing by, ready to prayerfully receive your calls. Again, we ask that you stay tuned for just the next 30 minutes or so. And if you do it, and you do it in the mighty name of Jesus, I believe that you will indeed receive a blessing.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, and to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. I want to go to the sixth again, just a portion from where I will get the title, to the praise of the glory of his grace. I want to talk about praise of the glory of his grace. Please look at someone and say, are you ready to praise? Give the Lord a hand clap. Are you ready to praise? We have a text for this message taken from Paul's epistle to the Ephesians chapter 1 verses 5 and 6. We're going to talk about, we have a question, are you ready to praise? How do you feel about your life? Your tomorrows need not be defined by your dark and gloomy yesterdays. I'm going to do an analysis of this text, the verses read in your hearing. From an analysis of this text, you will be motivated to celebrate the blessings of the glorious favor that God offers to all, including those that others have thrown away. Toward that end, this message of celebration, we will divide it into three parts. Predestination of the text, the pleasure of the text, and the praise of the text. Let us begin with the predestination of the text. Having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the pleasure of his will. There is pleasure. There is predestination, pleasure, and praise, but we begin with the predestination of the text. And in the predestination of the text, there is predestination seen in the word predestined. It's right there. And predestined means predetermined, or some would say determined before. But not only is there predestination in the predestination of the text, There is placement in the predestination, the text seen in the words adoption as children or adoption of children. Allow me to take a moment to go there. You see, it was determined in verse 4 where it says before the foundation of the world that we would become children of God. Children of God through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. You do know he died for our sins. He arose from the grave, ascended into the heavens to sit on the right hand of the Father. But though he died and arose, he now lives, and he lives forevermore. And anyone who gives their life to Jesus, strangely enough, he adopts into his family. Members of the family of God. Not just in a sense broadly children of God, but sons of God. Because in biblical days, sons were given priority. John chapter 1 verse 12 declares that as many as received Jesus Christ, that's right, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Sons are heirs, you know. That's right. The older the son, the further up the hierarchy he goes. Believe in Jesus. For some people that seems so hard. But all you need do is accept his death as payment for your sin. Accept him who was born of a virgin, died on the cross, was buried, but rose from the grave, ascended into the heavens, and lives now forever more. Become a child of God and possess more blessings than this world can hold. No bank can hold all the blessings that God has for you. Blessings to the body and to the soul that money cannot buy. Yes, sir. Yes. Have you adopted him as your Lord? If you've accepted him and adopted him, he in turn adopts you. And he has far more to give to you than you to give to him. It is sort of a lopsided bargain. Have you accepted him? Then give him a hand clap of praise. Predestination of the text as predestination. In the text as placement, he places us as sons. And therefore, the words of Galatians 4 and 7, we become heirs of the kingdom of God. Then there's the pleasure of the text. Pleasure of the text? Yeah. According to the good pleasure of his will. According to the good pleasure of his will. God takes pleasures in sinners coming to him. Amen. People want to run off sinners. Cross the street when they see them coming. But God is willing to welcome thieves, home wreckers, prostitutes, schemers, connivers. God is willing and takes pleasure in accepting you into his family. How many people would go out and adopt someone who had killed 4 or 5 people into your family and then make them an heir of all that you have? And God takes pleasure in doing so. That's right. You come to him, you accept him as Lord and Savior, and then he adopts you into his family. And if you become a child of God, I might as well tell you, I might as well repeat it, it's worth repeating. Yes, sir. Galatians 4 and 7, You're no longer a slave. Ikitu doulos. No longer a slave. But we ask you are a son. And if a son, then you're an heir to the kingdom of God. And I know that's good news. I know that's good news. What's in his kingdom? What is in the kingdom of God that's worth having? Everything. Everything belongs to God. But specifically, I want to talk about Romans 14:17 that cries out that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Here you are wrapped up in knots, a nervous wreck. Yes, every time you see a policeman, you hide behind a rock. Yes. But God still wants to make you an heir of his kingdom and give you peace and joy that will blow your mind. That righteousness is the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That peace and that joy will flood your soul like a river. And no man can take it away. And you know what? It gives God great joy to give it to you. Don't remind me that you've been up the river. Don't remind me of what you did that got you sent up the river. Need not remind me that neither your father nor your mother will let you set foot in their house. You have to watch you too much when you get there. Because you take anything that's not nailed down. And sometimes even if it's nailed down, you take it and what is nailed down to. When you can come into God's house, you can become part of God's family. If you will submit your life to him. Do you want God's great joy? Do you want God's great peace? If you already have it, if you have it already in the name of Jesus, give him a hand clap of praise. Up in here. Up in here. Well, looks like I'm almost done. I only had three parts to this thing. I told you that would be predestination of the text. We talked about that. We talked about the predestination within the text. We talked about the placement as adopted sons. We talked about the pleasure of the text. We said that there was pleasure in the text. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. If God can give you all of that, why do we take it so lightly? When I think about what I did before I got saved, that makes me almost want to holler. And God took me anyway. But what really gets me is realizing that I have not been perfect since I've gotten saved. Makes me want to praise him. But he took me and he keeps me in his family. Nevertheless, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. That's the praise of the text. It says, to the grace of the glory of, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted. In the beloved, let's break it down. First, there is praise. In the praise of the text, and it's seen in the word, praise. Look what he says here. It's a funny kind of phrasing the way he's done this. To the praise of the glory of his grace. We don't talk like that. That's what the writers call a, biblical scholars call a Hebrewism. And that Hebraism, some would call it, some call it Hebraism. And what it really ought to read something like this, to his glorious grace. Glorious ought to be modified His grace, talking about how great His grace is. And it is great. Knowing that God saves me, knowing every mistake I'm ever going to make. And He saves me nevertheless. I asked this morning earlier, I asked if you were married, raise your hand. I won't ask that. Because if you're married, you know who you are. But here's a question. Been married to him, right? 5 years, 10 years, 40 years. We have a few old people in here been married 15, 20 years. My question is, would you marry them again? If you could turn back the hand of time when you first met them, do you now wish you had gone another way? How many people? I'm not going to ask you, Ray, because there's some folks living together and they're completely miserable. I used to think, if people have been married 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, they must have some kind of formula on how they love each other and get along. And there are people living together as husband and wife and who barely speak to each other. Mm-hmm. They put up pretty good fronts in public, but they really don't even like each other. Old days, they used to say it was for the good of the children. Now some say it's for the good of the pocketbook. But the beautiful thing about God is that God... Oh, by the way, let me ask you this. If you knew what kind of spouse they were going to make, how they would talk to you after the honeymoon was over. There was still plenty of moon, but not much honey. If you knew how they would treat you 20 years later, if God could say, come here, I want to show you something. And you could look down through the telescope of time. And see, every time they blessed you out. That's a euphemism. You know what I mean. Every time you spent the night in the doghouse, or every time you had to ask them, please step outside and go to the doghouse. If you knew, looking through the telescope of time, you could see every tear, every argument, every disagreement, looking through the telescope of time, would you still say, I do, or would you take off running? God, with all seeing eye, He knows sometimes He'll tell you to shut up, but you'll speak up. Sometimes He'll tell you to speak up, and you'll shut up. He knows that every so often you'll open your mouth, and you wish you had kept it closed. He knows. And yet if you come to Him, kneeling in deep contrition, give your life to Him, knowing all the mistakes you're going to make in the future, He will still write your name above, wrap you in His love, adopt you into His family, and give you eternal life and a home up in glory. Why don't you praise Him? Yes. Oh, I know you clean up your act when you come to church. Because some of us so weak we can't even hold it while we're at church, but God yet loves you. And by His grace, He hasn't kicked you out of the family. Is that good news? Then give Him some praise. Yes, there is praise in the praise of the text. Something we're praising Him about, His glorious grace. That not only does he take me, did he take me when I was messed up. I'm still a tad bit messed up now. And he still keeps me in his family. Give the Lord another head clap of praise. Not only is there praise, there is position, because there is this word, accepted. The word accepted really is translated from a Greek word, kareto. And that same word, kareto, in Luke chapter 1, verse 28, is translated as highly favored. Now, I know what you're thinking. You say, wait a minute, Reverend. Wait a minute. You went too far. You're telling me that the word here that's translated as accepted, it's the same word that's translated in Luke 1:28 is highly favored. What is the connection? I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, I got to know. I'm going to tell you. When God adopts you into his family, knowing what you were, and knowing what you are, and knowing that you still will not be perfect, and he yet accepts you into his family. Once you have been accepted into his family, you are highly favored, which means God gives favor to everybody. But there's something you do for your children you won't do for anybody else. Do I have any help up in here? When you are a child of God, he will do things for you he wouldn't do for just anybody. After all, you say that's my child. Oh, yeah. I know when your shoes are run over and you need shoes, but then you look at little Willie, you look at little Johnny, you look at little Billy, and you say, wait a minute, I was going to get me some shoes, but their shoes are run over. I'm going to, instead of buying my shoes, I think I'll just put them on place away. Oh, no, they call it dumb. Yeah. You hold it, I'll be paid back with $1 a week until I do it. But right now, I got to get my little baby some shoes. Now, you wouldn't put off buying you shoes just for anybody. You wouldn't walk up and down the street talking about, anybody need shoes? I'm getting ready to buy me some, but if you need some, I'll buy your shoes instead of mine. No! It's because it is your child. And when you are a child of God, God will sometimes give you a child. You know you don't have the right education. You know you don't have the right qualification. But because you are his child, God will say, hi, my baby. Because when he accepts you, you don't just have favor. You are highly favored. There are some folks that dug ditches for you. And you know, sometimes God, instead of letting you fall in the ditch, God will have you walk around the ditch. But every now and then, let me tell you, just to show the devil who really is in control, God will let you fall in the ditch and do a Houdini on you. One minute you're in, and the next minute you pop out. Like Jack in the Box. Because you are highly favored. You have been accepted by God, and you are his child. And sometimes God will let you get in mess just to show he can get you out. You won't have any help up in here. God accepts you. You got favor. Look at somebody and say, you're looking at not favor. You're looking at highly. Highly favored. I can buy stuff without credit because I have favor. I can go in the hospital sick and come out well. I have favor. Yeah. Hit me with your best shot. And you can knock me down to the curb. But as long as I have God on the curb, I'm highly favored. And the same God that lets you knock me down, he has the power to pick me up. Do I? Heaven, who is in here? You give him some praise up in here. Made us accepted. He has given me highly, amen, highly favored you. So highly favored that you can be fired and walk out with a praise. You can be fired and walk out with a swagger. You can walk out doing the moonwalk. Yeah. You can walk out saying hallelujah. You can walk out dancing in the Holy Ghost. Thank God Almighty. And if they ask you, why are you so happy? You say, because in spite of what you've done to me, I still have favor. I am accepted by God. I am a child of the King of Kings. Witnesses over here. Do you have any witnesses over there? Do you have any witnesses over here? Then give him some praise. We ought to be having a praise party up in here. When I think of who my daddy is. My daddy, more power than the governor, more power than a senator, more power than the president. When you are a child of God, thank God, you have faith.
Well, thank you so very much for tuning in to the New Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church Shower of Blessings broadcast, and I trust that you did indeed receive a blessing. Now, our sanctuary is located at 3237 and a half Deansbridge Road, just south of the Bobby Jones Expressway overpass and a couple of hundred yards south of the Walmart Supercenter. Our Sunday morning worship services begin at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. We also have a great midweek Bible study Wednesdays beginning at 7 p.m. And we also ask that as you are led by the Spirit of God to call our prayer hotline, we do have prayer warriors standing by ready to prayerfully receive your calls in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, our prayer hotline may be reached by dialing 793-2224. Again, that's 793-2224. Whether you come to worship with us in the beauty of holiness or led by the Spirit of God to call our prayer hotline, we believe that if you do it and you do it in the mighty name of Jesus, you will indeed receive a blessing.
Through everyone.